Mass is being offered particularly for peace in this world and especially in our nation. Today we celebrate this great feast day of St. Padre Pio, and the readings fit very nicely for the life of St. Padre Pio. From the Book of Proverbs, we're reminded of what? That every word of God is supposed to be tested. What does that mean? Sister Anne knows, she's a good educator. What does it mean that it's tested? It means that it's proved, whether true or false. And that's a tough thing for us, because not just every word of God is tested, but we who follow God's word are going to be tested into whether we can stick with the Lord in his words, because his words aren't really easy to do. They're very difficult. He says that we can't add anything to the word of God. So those of you who followed the reflection I wrote for the Fort Sumner paper, people add things to the word of God, right? They say that the will of God is for you to be healthy, to be wealthy, and to be wise. God doesn't want you to have any of those things. We know that he wants you to join him, particularly in the cross, in the sufferings of this life. That's what our Lord has in store for us, is those sufferings that we go through. And he says, don't deny them. Don't let falsehood or a lying word be put in you. The movement that we have is to not desire poverty or riches, but to realize that God will provide us, as this proverb says, with the food when I need it. Not ahead of time, not great storehouses, but only when I need it. And so I want to give you something. I think last year, maybe on the Feast of Padre Pio, we probably talked about his Eucharistic prayer that we pray, stay with me, Lord, stay with me, Lord, stay with me, Lord. Go back to that if that's what you need. It's very powerful, very powerful. But today, I want to give you something that he shares with us on that very same movement. He who knows what it's like to suffer because he bore 50 years of his life, the actual wounds, the stigmata of our Lord, which bled profusely. And as I believe it was our young man said to us earlier today, that even when it would bleed, even when he would bleed, it wouldn't smell like the distasteful smell of blood that we are familiar with, but rather it would smell like roses, smell like roses. Because even suffering can sometimes be sweet when it's done with Christ. St. Padre Pio writes this. He writes, how can I not worry? That's the question that was given to him. Padre Pio says, do not anticipate the problems of this life with apprehension, but rather with perfect hope that God, to whom you belong, will free you from them accordingly. He has defended you up till now in your life. Simply hold tightly to the hand of his divine providence, and he will help you in all events. And when you are unable to walk, he will lead you. Don't worry. Don't think about tomorrow's events, because the very same Heavenly Father who takes care of you today will do the same for you tomorrow and forever. He reminds us, live tranquility. Talking about the peace of soul. He says, remove from your imagination that which upsets you. And so often say to the Lord, oh God, you are my God, and I will trust you. You will assist me and be my life's refuge. What have I to fear? He takes that passage from one of the Psalms. And so whatever tristezas or difficulties or hardships are going in your life, by the way, all of us have them to various degrees at various moments. St. Padre Pio says the three things: pray, hope, and do not worry. Pray, because that's what puts us in connection with God, who is our help and Father. Hope, because we know God desires our salvation and those for whom we're praying even more than we do out of love for them. And don't worry, because it adds nothing to our lives. God's got it. You and I probably can't see it, but he can see all things, even the very hidden things of the heart. In him, as St. Padre Pio, let us put our trust. He will assist us and be our life's refuge. We have nothing to fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.